I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, we answer some of your mail.
Listener Benny Kuzman is from Indonesia, but tells us he's staying in Malaysia. Here's the first of his two questions.
If I have two books, I should say, which one do you want? And if I have three books, I should say, which ones do you like? Am I right?
You're right. Because what you're really saying is, which one of the two books do you want? And which ones of the three books do you like? But as happens so often with grammar, there are some exceptions.
Let's look at the logic. When you have three books and you say, which ones do you want, what are you indicating?
You're saying that the person can choose one, two, or all three.
Yes, but what if you want the person to choose only one of the books? Then it would be correct to say, which one do you like?
On now to Benny's other question. What's the meaning of my alarm went off at 6? Does it mean yesterday my alarm stopped ringing at 6?
When we say the alarm went off, what we really mean is that it went on. It started to ring at 6. Went off is idiomatic. It's used in limited circumstances, like with clocks.
It's one of those pesky verb phrases that can keep a person tossing and turning all night.
Tossing and turning all night. Jumped out of bed, turned on the light. I pulled down the shade, went to the kitchen for a bite. Rolled up the shade, turned off the light. I jumped back into bed, it was the middle of the night.
Next, an email from another Indonesian listener, Darwin, from Central Sumatra. I have a question for you or Lita Baker about words which are separated by, and here he puts a dash mark, i.e. handmade, world-class, computer-based, well-attended, etc. What is it? Are there any specific rules how to form these words?
We forwarded Darwin's question to our friend Lita Baker, the English teacher in Los Angeles. She was recently with us to discuss compounding. Here's the email she sent us.
The little line is called a hyphen. It's used in some compound structures. There are many rules for using hyphens. In fact, there are so many rules that the only people who know them are professional writers and editors. If you want to learn the rules, you need a book called a style manual, such as the Chicago Manual of Style. However, once again, these books are used mainly by professionals. If you're not a professional writer, you should look in a dictionary whenever you want to write a compound. You can also do an internet search for rules for using hyphens.
And Lita says, to narrow your search, you can put quotation marks around the phrase, rules for using hyphens. Lita says she found several sites with useful information.
Next, we heard from a former listener of ours, an American named Diane Gray. She's back from Moscow, where she lived for several years, and found her language skills in demand, even without training as an English teacher.
There were different circumstances that actually led me to it, but I remembered probably the first one was, as a friend had called me and asked me if she could bring someone over to practice his English. And that he was going to be needed to pass an oral examination for a doctor degree or something. And I actually, at that time, I said, well, I don't, you know, what will I say to him, you know? But she wanted him to meet a real American, so anyway, we did that, and it was kind of fun, you know.
And tell us a little bit about the situations where you taught and what you taught.
It was basically on a one-to-one basis. Most people, they already knew English, and they'd studied it, and usually in a university or somehow or other they knew it. And in fact, some of my, if you want to say my students, were actually English teachers themselves. And I thought to myself at first, well, how could I possibly help an English teacher? Because they, you know, they're the certified one. They've had, like, you know, how many years of education to teach it, and some were actually teaching it. And I guess that they just needed maybe some confidence, the fact that they could do it.
Former listener Diane Gray, who found our programs useful in Moscow, and is now back in the States, living in Los Angeles.
And that's Wordmaster for this week. Our email address is word@voanews.com, and our segments are all online at voanews.com/wordmaster. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Skirbel.